Good evening, y'all. What's up? Yo, oh, we gonna try that again. You know, like, I know we in the Northwest and people don't greet each other on the streets, but good evening, y'all. What's up? That's much better. I'm gonna give you a third time because my mama always says third time's a charm, so I'm gonna turn around and act like it's the first time, okay? Good evening, y'all. What's up? Okay, we got progressively better each time. That's what I'm looking for. My name is Nikita Oliver. I am a spoken word artist and local creative here in Seattle. Do a little organizing, a little attorneying, a little teaching, you know. You know how we are? We just got to pay them bills. You know, got to pay them bills, got to live that purpose. You know, it all kind of hopefully spins together in some synergy. I'm going to do a couple of poems for y'all to get us started for the evening. This will be my first set of two different poems. So if you don't, two different sets, if you don't like the first two, maybe you'll like the last two. If you don't like any of them, don't tell me. So I write a lot about my life. So some of y'all will know a whole lot about me when we leave. So feel free to come up and tell me a whole lot about yourself. So you know we can have an exchange. So I started boxing a few years ago. And when I tell people this, they almost always ask me three questions. The first being, do you get hit? Does it hurt? And do you ever bleed? Now, it's boxing, so in my head I'm like, duh. Yeah, of course I get hit. And have you ever gotten hit and it not hurt? And sometimes I do bleed. But see, most people stop with blood. Most people are afraid of blood. Most people live in fear of their own blood, so I tell them, this is not the first time I've held my own blood in my hands. Watch the red droplets pool after a string of fighting words smash hard against my face. I'm learning boxing and life are really not that much different. So as coach cleans me up, she says, girl, you gotta learn to keep your eyes up. But truth is, I still haven't learned how to keep my head up, so I stare into the carnage, settled into the folds of my flesh, the looking glass of my family tree, and I wonder, is this all I'm made of? See, Muhammad Ali said, because yes, all boxers must quote Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali said, if they can make penicillin out of moldy bread, then they sure can make something out of you. So tell me, my blood, my body, what I'm made of, so I may know exactly what I could be made into. Spare me no record of wrong so I don't become a broken record, repeating my family's history time and time again. Let me open up every closet in this house, because I'm sure there are more closets in this house for me to hide my own skeletons. Tell me about my mother's father, how he liked white sheets in the dark of night, his cross set ablaze and burning in the eyes of little girls that looked no different than me. How he liked his bottle empty and his woman silent. Tell me about my mother's mother's empty and her silence. How she filled herself up, built herself up a broken home around my mama. Show me my mama. Little girl huddled on the floor beneath a roof too holy to shelter her from the downpour of belts and hands. Tell me about my father's father. Tell me a sharecropper's story of backbreaking work and empty stomachs filled to the brim with Negro spirituals. Let me hear my father's mother sing our Negro spirituals. She'd be like, wait in the water, just wait in the water, children. Can you hear her singing? How she raised her children up high, above corn and cotton, and taught them to flee before they could be plucked. Show me the glint of promise in my father's eyes as he fled, as his heart beat hard against dreams, flexed like rubber, but once again melted down to be plow and ox. Let me feel how cotton and plastic feel no different in your palms when your bootstraps still refuse to fit a dream. Please, show me just one dream. How black and white have always been the making of a classic movie. Let me see the stars in my parents' eyes when they found out they were going to have this baby, this sick little baby, and my mama once again finds herself in a corner, this time on a cot in a hospital, and my father so used to fleeing danger that he could not figure out how to stay firmly put. Teach me how to be a boxer, how to be a fighter, how to stay firmly put, regardless all of the rot or the rust or the mold that I learn, that I am my own medicine. Teach me that I am my own medicine. Teach me that we are our own medicine, that no matter the fight, No matter the battle, the most important one that you will fight is the one where you battle for yourself to be your own medicine. Thank you. So I'm going to do one more. I love writing about my family. I don't know if they love it. But because I think as we grow up, we take in a lot. And we don't always realize what it is that we took in and how that translates into the way that we live our lives. And knowing a little bit about Mr. Powell's book and some of the things that I've seen he's talked about in other places in the country, I feel like this poem, for me personally, speaks to some of what I saw in his own discovery, but from my lens as a woman and as someone who's experienced some of the things that I think he has spoke to in his book and may speak to this evening. My grandmother used to say, "Nikita, cursing is unladylike, and with a mouth like that, you'll never find a husband." Which is funny, because I never heard my grandmother mention hers. My mother tells me that my grandmother loved this man till the day she died. But I cannot understand why. See, he left his four kids and his wife for another man's four kids and wife. The only difference between my grandmother and the other woman is none of the new wife's kids were actually his. When my grandmother died, I read in her obituary that my grandfather's name was Don, which explains why my grandmother preferred dusk. When the sun went down, that woman came back to life. Most doctors would call her an insomniac, but Grandma, I understand. Truth-telling is easier at night when no one can see you cry. When no one can ask you why you never tried to remarry, explain away your loneliness, or challenge your love. See, my grandmother's loneliness and her love were overflowings of masochistic forgiveness that would take another clenched fist beating, another raw jaw, another black eye, another woman. You had better hide that bruise with makeup. Make up a story. People are looking at you, woman. Stop crying before I give you something real to cry about. Another night, another morning of cleaning up his vomit while he sleeps in an alcohol-induced stupor on the floor, another story, another lie, so other women don't think that you are a bad wife, bad mother, bad lover, another arch back over your youngest daughter, hoping you can shelter her from the downpour of wind and waves from men who love like salt and seawater upon your already too cracked and thirsty lips. Woman, Grandma, I know that I curse like a fucking sailor, but shit, these waters called love are rough. And nobody ever told me. And I've never blamed you for making your own excuses, but excuse me if I refuse to exchange a few choice words for so-called ladylike lips. I find silence in the face of anyone's violence be unbecoming of my humanity. Grandma, woman, women, don't you think it's about time we all felt free to have loose lips.